All right, today, Joshua, is a light little jaunt of a topic. Where are you in your Bible reading?
So currently, I am in 1 Kings. I'm going through a under two-year read through the Bible chronologically. Mm-hmm. So I've been in 1 Kings for, which feels like a while.
A lot of Kings.
Yeah, a lot of Kings, back to back, a lot of bad Kings. But yes, that's currently where I'm at. It's interesting to see, because obviously we look at the Bible, right? And you're seeing this from a mile high view, and you know, sure, these kings didn't see much when they were in it. But it's funny to see the chronological order of all these kings. You talk about, you know, King A was evil in the sight of the Lord, did things like putting up, you know, idols and, you know, prostitutes and doing all these things, and, you know, the nation suffered for it. And then his son came along, King B, and did the exact same thing, and the nation suffered for it. And then King C came around. He's like, you know what, guys? We should probably follow the Lord. And then he does what's right in the sight of the Lord, and the nation prospers. And then right back to the evil kings again. And so as I'm reading this, I find it hilarious that none of the kings, like, recognize a pattern here of, like, you know, hey, you know, John, he was a bad, he put up, like, other idols and stuff, and we didn't do so good. So maybe we don't do that the second time around. But it's interesting to see all these kings that are ruling this nation, and just because they're in power does not mean they are good guys.
Oh, no.
And just how that plays out, and all this, the squabbling and the fighting, and, you know, the bad decisions and the good decisions. And I mean, even kings that they would do things, but they still weren't fully committed to the Lord. Sure. Like, there were kings that would, you know, they would still worship the Lord, but they wouldn't tear down the high places to the other gods. Mm-hmm. And so it's just interesting to see what that looks like from a mile high perspective of, man, we are messed up.
Well, I'm doing a 3-year Bible study, read through the Bible. I'd done one the whole year, the whole Bible, and then I did like 6 months in Romans, which is fantastic. And then I said, okay, I'm going to do a long one again. And so I'm also in Kings. Now, I do jump around a little bit, but the one where, I do know that based off scripture, shouldn't make fun of a bald-headed man of God. Okay, so Elijah gets made fun of by these young men about being bald, and he calls out what the Bible says is a female bear, this grizzly bear, and that bear kills all these people because they made fun of him being bald. So, warning to everybody out there, cracking wise on the bald-headed men of God. But I'm also in Kings, and when I read that, you know, I love the Bible because it's not written about us, but it's written for us, and we get that twisted most of the time. But I'm reading about these kings, and like, so King A comes along, he's like, man, I'm going to be horrible. I'm going to do some stuff. And then he gets taken out, right? Lord kills him. And King B comes along. And I do get the feeling that they kind of pay attention, because I feel like in my head, you know what? I can beat that.
Like a high score.
I could beat, it's like name that tune. I could do that in 4 years.
Yeah.
And then, because it's always like, this king was worse than the last king. It says something like to that effect. Like, he was worse than, I'm like, and so after you read about like 9 kings, you're like, well, what is this guy doing that he is worse than all the other kings?
Right.
And so, you know, obviously those who don't study history are doomed to repeat it, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have the luxury of reading about King A, B, C, D, and almost like shouting at the book, like, why don't you just look back a little bit and see? You know, don't do that. We do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But the one I was in today, there's always death in every single one of these chapters in Kings. But, you know, all the names tend to run together after 8th, 9th King. Mm-hmm. They sound very similar. But this young man, he took over. His reign started when he was 7 years old. Think of a 7-year-old right now that you may know in the family. Like,
legitimate.
My closest age, I guess, for that would be our granddaughter.
Mm.
She's 3. Let's just say that she was 7. Just kind of move that up, and knowing her as we do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that day in the life of a 7-year-old king looks like. Maybe jelly beans and cotton candy days. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that was how it ended. Like, kind of an Alfred Hitchcock moment. Like, you know, it went through the whole story, and the last sentence said, "In so-and-so reigned when he was 7 years old, period. Next chapter." It's like, oh, okay. Wow, 7 years old. Yeah, so I do enjoy asking people, where are you at reading the Bible? People all over the place. Mm-hmm. You get a smattering of whatever. But so I'm on a 3-year. You're on a 2-year. Are you halfway through it, or just started it, or what?
So mine's just under 2-year. I'm around, I want to say, day 460 something. Right. So I'm nearing the end, but it's chronological. So it's a lot of the Old Testament first, and then I'm sure we're going to blaze through the New Testament, just because timeline wise. But yeah, it's interesting having this all close together. I know for, sure. You know, every plan's so different. I mean, I've had ones that where it was just, you're going to read the Bible from Genesis and just keep walking through each book of the Bible.
Sure.
And then I've done ones where chronologically I do that mostly for my own sake, because it helps me kind of frame it for reference point. Like, yeah. It does a lot of the Psalms while David is king, which is really cool for me to see. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, he wrote this while he was talking about this, or when this right. happened with Bathsheba and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's very interesting to read these stories and how they kind of apply to us. But also, I mean, I always talk about the Israelites because they're my favorite punching bag
right.
of, like, you know, you wander around and you God pulls you out of, you know, Egypt and, like, parts the Red Sea. There's these columns of fire, columns of smoke to guide you. He gives you the Ten Commandments. And, like, every day you are testing the Lord in, like, new ways that you're just, like, trying to concoct. How can I anger the Lord today in a new way?
Can we get one more sign for sure? Because I don't think Frank was paying attention on that sea thing. So,
Lord, I hate to be that guy, but this manna, is it gluten-free? You know, I'm, you know, trying to go through some stuff.
Right.
But seeing how the Israelites were around all those miracles and still disobeyed constantly, and how frustrating that is as a reader, and then trying to look at that in my own life and go, how often is God frustrated with me?
Sure.
When God can clearly say, like, well, you keep going back to that thing. And you know it's not good for you, but you keep doing it.
As crazy as we look, you know, think the Israelites are, they had no book to read about other people doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We have these books, we have these stories, and inspiration from God that we read, and we shake our heads and go, "Can't believe it!" You know,
I would never do that.
Oh yeah. I'd be thankful for that manna, those pigeons. So, yeah, it's just great to. I do only stress I have about my 3-year Bible reading plan is they break it up in quarters.
Mm.
It's like, I don't know, 90 days or 100 days per kind of thing. I'm always at the end of a section. I'm like, what year and what quarter am I in? Thank goodness smarter people than me keep track of that, so that it'll probably tell me, you know, this is what you're doing next, TJ. Mm. But right now they're all just saved. So mine are broken up like that. They're not just one long one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going through, or you should be going through, a book of the Bible, let us know where you are, what you're reading, what you're getting out of it in the comments below, because we'll do one of these where you at, just like back home in New Orleans, in the Bible. and just talk about what we read and what we're getting out of it. So be sure to comment below. So with that being said, don't be a bad king.